Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 7.5 cents at 537.5, May wheat down 7.75, 658.5, and May beans down 9 cents at 1403. From a technical standpoint, we had the rally yesterday, which kind of surprised me. We had such a good sell signal in the corn on Friday that I just didn't think we would see much of a rally. But then we're back down here again today. Was yesterday just a turnaround Tuesday? It may have been. If we close May corn under 537 here today, I think that sell signal is still intact. And, you know, it just looks to me like the wheat corn could be in some trouble here. Funds are still long 340,000, 350,000 contracts. So I think there could be an issue out here. The wheat really rests on whether or not you think that the winter kill is out there in Kansas, Oklahoma, the Dakotas, and other places. You know, everybody always believes that the wheat's dead for one reason or another, whether it's an early frost or winter kill or drought or something else. And somehow the wheat always manages to come back. Is this going to be the one year that the wheat doesn't come back? It's hard to say. I would say the temperatures were colder longer than they've ever been, and it raises the strong question of whether this wheat can come back. But for the moment, you know, we're at very high prices out here. If you don't want to sell wheat because you're scared you might not have the crop, then at least buy some puts. Because if you walk out there and all of a sudden you got 40 bushel wheat and you weren't looking for any and prices are right back at $5 a bushel, you're not going to be too happy with yourself. So if you don't have the wheat, you can sell off the put, and really no harm, no foul out there. But in the meantime, I would be doing some marketing on this wheat. Is the Chinese demand for corn and beans going to stay strong? There was a report out the Chinese admitted this morning that some piglets that were illegally transported into China have African swine fever. Is that the tip of the iceberg, or are they telling us the whole truth? We don't know. This strain apparently has been pretty tough to get a handle on it. It's not as deadly, but it's harder to control than the last version of the virus. So, you know, is that going to keep the Chinese demand away from the U.S. markets? It may. You know, right now, again, this was another day we didn't see any Chinese business out here. The Chinese don't seem to be in any rush. So to me, it looks like they're waiting for the Brazilian supplies to come in at cheaper levels, and then they're going to buy some more grain from them. No indication that the Chinese are looking for U.S. grain out here, despite some of the rumors that have been floating around. So moving forward for the rest of the week, you know, like I said, if corn closes under 537, which was last night's low, 537.25 was low, if we close under that, I think we've got a problem this wheat. The beans would have to close under 1388 to be a major concern again, which is certainly possible in these markets. So, you know, again, I look at $14 beans, old crop and new crop out here at $12.20, and I think, you know, you guys have got a chance to protect some pretty good profits out here, and I think you should be doing that. Buy some puts, sell some grain if you're going to sell the grain. We own it with call options in case we have a summer drought this year. Right now, I would say the temperatures are certainly warming up in the Midwest. We've had plenty of snow melt, so there's plenty of topsoil moisture, except maybe in Kansas. But we're going to be in the 60s next week. A lot of sunshine, very little moisture. And this ought to give the farmers a fairly good shake to try to get out early in a lot of spots. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.